smiles and kiss, a little bit of fun. No need to worry, 'cause it's already done. It's alright, it's already. Now we got four kids that are under five. How in the heck we gonna keep them alive? River may be wide, it can always be crossed.
Speak her name. You can say that I'm a coward, but you don't know the pain. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. You won't hear me talk about her, you won't hear me speak her name. I never talk about her, I never talk about her, I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, I never speak her name. I never talk about her, I never talk about her, I never talk about her.
Well, everybody, happy Friday, everybody. Hi.
It's Friday.
It sure is, and it's a special day. It is a special day today, isn't it, everybody? Hi, everybody. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Welcome to your Friday afternoon show from 1 to 2 p.m. We are the group from Outside the Lines here at WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio 91.5. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks, John. Thanks, everybody. It's a special day today, huh? Mm-hmm. It's a day of love, chocolate, and flowers. It's a great day, huh? Yeah. We're having a nice day at the studio, didn't we, today? Mm-hmm. What did we do? We made cookies, didn't we, today, in honor of Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
We made them with Lisa. Yes, we did. So, Lisa, thank you for putting that together for us.
Are we going to have some cookies?
I think we'll have them when we get back from the show. I think that's going to happen as soon as we get back.
Okay, that would be good.
Yeah. All right, everybody. As you know, my name is Amy. I'm here with our group from Outside the Lines. We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves today. Let's start with you.
I'm CJ.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
Good.
Happy Friday, my friend.
Same to you.
We got two holidays in a row, don't we, now?
I think it's George Washington Day. That's on the 17th, Monday.
That's what? President's Day.
President's Day.
That's right. So we have today is Valentine's Day, and then we have President's Day.
No work that day.
That's right, Patrick. We are closed. And you're going to do what?
French Sinatra.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to rest too, though, aren't you?
Yep.
Love it. CJ, what are you going to do this weekend?
We might go out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Go for lunch.
Lunch?
At Subway.
At Subway?
Yeah.
That would be fun. Oh, that's wonderful. I don't know. I think I might just hang low. I think I'm going to take my daughter out for a special Valentine's Day dinner tonight. Well, you know, and I asked her what she wanted, and she said, just flowers. I was like, okay, I can do that. That's easy. Because, you know, candy... You know, candy's a good treat, but like every now and then, we shouldn't eat too much candy because it's not healthy.
She's nine?
She is nine, yes.
She'll be nine in January. She's 10 in January.
Yep, she just turned nine in January. That's right. Okay. All right, CJ, thank you so much for reminding all the listeners how old my little daughter is, Miss Mia.
Johnny Cash.
We're going to go with the gentleman right across from me. Hello.
John.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm from the Fine family.
You sure?
And I can hear that. I can feel the hug over the phone.
Oh, I love when you say that, John. That's so great.
My sister Marie calls up and says, "Hi, John." And I say, "I'm from the Fine family."
You know what other thing that you do that I think is absolutely wonderful? Do you remember we went out for coffee for your birthday?
Yes.
And I think one of the most awesome things about going out with you, John, is when you got up to the counter and you ordered your coffee. Before you ordered your coffee, the first thing you said to the man behind the counter was,
"Thank you for coming to work."
One of the best things in the world, because you know what? I don't know that it's too often that someone comes up to me and says, "Thank you for coming to work." So, John, that was an amazing thing that you actually said. And I take that with me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So, John, what are you going to do this weekend? You got a big trip coming up, huh?
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you going on your trip?
Pennsylvania.
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
To visit my legal guardian, Bob.
That's nice. And who else will be there?
Joan and John Walsh.
And who are all those people?
My brother-in-law, my sister Joan, and my brother Bob, who's my guardian.
Is that all? That's all who's going to be there? It's like your whole family, pretty much, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, good. John,
we're going to drive to Connecticut to a diner.
Wow, you're going to go all the way to a diner?
In Connecticut.
In Connecticut? From Pennsylvania?
We're going to go and meet halfway.
Oh, that makes sense. I can understand. That's a look, because that would be a really long drive, right? That's a good idea, though. Oh, so, John, enjoy your vacation, friend. Thank you for talking to us, my friend. Next up, let's see. We have... Where did she go? There she is with my Valentine's Day headband on. Who are you, young lady? Hi, Kim. How are you? He say, Happy Valentine's Day. Kimmy says, Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Kimmy, thank you. Kim, what are you going to do for the long weekend? You don't know? Are you going to rest?
Yeah.
What am I doing? Well, we'll see what I'm doing after we ask all of our friends first, okay?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Hi, Sylvia.
I like to listen to Johnny Cash.
You want to listen to some Johnny Cash?
Yeah.
I think we can handle that for you, friend. Sylvia, what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to go to Wellesley.
Oh, awesome. Who are you going to see in Wellesley?
Teddy.
And who else?
And Jane.
Oh, that's nice. And what are you guys going to do in Wellesley?
Listen to TV.
Listen to the TV? That's great. Are you going to go out to eat?
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Chatter.
And what are you going to have to eat?
Filet
of fish?
Yeah. I want to do pee.
Oh, okay. You need to use the restroom? Sure. Yeah. One of our friends will help you go to the restroom. Thank you very much, Sylvia. And let's see. I'm missing our friend Patrick. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Can you talk in your microphone, friend?
Hello.
Hi, Patrick. How are you?
Good.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Patrick, what are you going to do this weekend?
I'm going to go out to eat.
You are?
And Papagino's restaurant.
Oh, where are you going?
Papagino's.
Oh, I love Papagino's.
I order a pizza.
Are you going to get peppers and mushroom?
Yes, I am going to get peppers and mushroom pizza.
Oh, I love it. That's like one of my favorite pizzas from Domino's. Oh, I mean, Papagino's, not Domino's. I would say... I like Domino's pizza, but Papagino's definitely takes the cake for me.
My Papagino's better.
I do too. I agree. Have you eaten, have you tried Pizzeria Regina yet, Patrick?
No, I haven't.
No, that's going to be, I'm going to tell you, that is going to be one that is right up there with Papagino's. It's really, really good pizza too. You should try it.
Pizzeria Regina too.
Yeah, he's going to try it sometime. That's wonderful. Right. Thanks, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Nick. Hi. Nick, can you wave to all of us? Nick. Hi, Nick. Can I high five? Nick, give me a high five, everybody. How are you? You good? You good? Yeah? Give me a high five if you're good.
No.
Awesome. Are you going to hang out this weekend? Yeah? You're going to see Dad this weekend? Give me a high five if you're going to see Dad. Yeah, he's going to hang out with his dad this weekend. Let's see, who else? Our interns and staff. I've got Jude in the back. Hey, Jude, how was visiting with your family over the weekend?
It was great.
It was good? Your mom, right?
Yeah, my mom came.
Your mom came. How was that? Everything was awesome?
Great.
What did you guys do?
We went to the museum of fine art, and I had some other family come down, and we went out to dinner.
Oh, awesome. So you went to the MFA?
Yeah.
And then you had other family come out and you guys went to dinner.
Yeah.
Good for you. That is so awesome. Thanks, Jude. And behind me, we have David, one of our staff. He's been MIA for 3 days in a training, and he just came back to join us. Hi, David.
Hey.
How are you? What are you doing this weekend, David?
What's that?
What are you doing this weekend?
I am going to Vermont with my girlfriend.
Oh, Vermont. That's quite a drive. How long of a drive is that? 5 hours. Wow.
Maybe three. I might be exaggerating.
Maybe three. He might be exaggerating a little bit. But still, that's still a long drive. Well, good for you. I hope you have a safe drive and a nice long trip. Relaxing, enjoyable. All right, folks. I think that's it for the moment. So we are going to get to our regular show. What's up, CJ? I'm next. Hello, everybody. My name is Amy. I am your DJ from Friday 1 to 2. I really don't have any plans, except I might take my daughter out for dinner tonight.
I want the magazine.
Say it again, Patrick.
I want the magazine.
Oh, the magazine?
Huh?
We'll get them on the way out.
Okay. Huh?
What happened? Where's my car? My daughter, what are we doing? Oh, I'm going to take her out for dinner tonight for Valentine's Day. And then I think I'm just going to hang out. So enjoy my day off, right?
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, folks, we're going to get to our Valentine's Day show. If you would like to call in and pick out a song, we would love to play it over the air for you. Today, we have our song requests from our friends that are sitting here with us and also our friends at the studio. Today, we are going to start our song off with a little request from our friend Patrick. Patrick, you want to introduce your song?
That's Life, That's Life.
By who?
Frank Sinatra.
A Little Frank Sinatra.
That's life. That's what all the people say. You're riding high in April, shot down in May. But I know I'm gonna change that tune. When I'm back on top in June. I said that's life.
That's life.
And as funny as it may seem, some people get their kicks stomping on a dream. But I don't let it get me down. Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself flat on my face, I pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
I tell you, I can't deny it. I thought of quitting, baby, but my heart just ain't gonna buy it. And if I didn't think it was worth one single try, I'd jump right on a big bird and then I'd fly. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and a king. I've been up and down and over and out. And I know one thing, each time I find myself playing flat on my face, I just pick myself up and get back in the race. That's life.
That's life.
And I can't deny it. Many times I thought of cutting out, but my heart won't buy it. But if there's nothing shaking come this here July, I'm gonna roll myself up in a big ball and die. My.
Little Sinatra for ya. Thanks, Patrick, for that song choice. Next up comes from one of our friends back at the studio. Dennis likes a little Rocky. We all remember this song, big Sylvester Stallone comeback song, A Little Eye of the Tiger.
We'll be right back.
All right, a little going back to the old school with Eye of the Tiger. Dennis, thank you for that request. All righty, moving right along. Next up, we have a song from our friend John. You want to introduce your song, mister?
Saturday in the Park.
By?
The Chicago.
And here we are. What a nice Saturday in the park.
Wow. Chicago, a little Saturday in the park. Thank you, John, for that. Yeah. All right. Next up, we have a song from our friend CJ. What song would that be, CJ? Kenny Rogers? The Gambler. Everybody, know when to hold them.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough to count when the deal is done.
Alrighty, CJ, thank you for that one. Next up, we've got a song. One of our friends back at the studio
will like listen to Johnny Cash.
You'll have a turn too, Sylvia. Just gotta be patient. But this one's for our friend Denise. Little Love Money Party by Miley Cyrus.
Mike Wilmer.
Money ain't nothing but money. When you get to the money, it ain't nothing but money. Love ain't nothing but love. When you learn how to love, it ain't nothing but love. Party ain't nothing but a party. When you party every day, it ain't nothing but a party. Love, money, party. Slow down, the shit get blurry. Love, money, party, yeah. Money ain't nothing but money. When you get to the money, it ain't nothing but money. Love ain't nothing but love. When you learn how to love, it ain't nothing but love. Party ain't nothing but a party. When you party every day, it ain't nothing but a party. Love, money, party. shaky blurry. Love, money, body, yeah.
Money ain't nothing but money. When you get to the money, ain't nothing but money. Love ain't nothing but love. When you learn how to love, ain't nothing but love. Party ain't nothing but a party. When you party every day, it ain't nothing but a party. Love, money, party.
Coordinate. They both got that gorgeous face. They both shine, they both mine. Getting green cause it's go time. God damn, I'm so fine. You know those like supermodel type girls. Yeah, I'm chilling with those kind. B.I.G. shine down while I'm very on. Detroit play wag in my very own. On an all night flight to an island, I be gone in the morning. I don't even need to carry on. What? This that all night get dressed up, boy. Red cup get messed up, boy. Me and Miley, it's just us, bitch.
Money ain't nothing but money. When you get to the money, ain't nothing but money. Love ain't nothing but love. When you learn how to love, ain't nothing but love. Party ain't nothing but a party. When you party every day, it ain't nothing but a party. Love, money, party.
Denise, thank you for that one. A little Miley Cyrus. Sylvia, guess what? It's your turn. Can you please announce your song?
I like to sing I Walked Alone.
And who sings that song?
Johnny Cash.
You heard what Sylvia said. Well, I Walked the Line by Johnny Cash.
On this heart of mine, I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you, because you're mine. I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine. I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide, because you're mine. I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
All right, Sylvia, thank you for that request. A little Johnny Cash with I Walk the Line. Next up, we have a song from our friend Nick. Nick chose a classic song by Aerosmith, Little Dream On. Classic Aerosmith. Nick, thank you. That was a good one. All right, folks, I think it's time to get our bodies moving with a song from our friend Kim.
Yeah.
Kim with her favorite song. Who wants to help us announce it?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out? By the Bahaman.
Who let the dogs out?
Was nice, the party was bumping.
Hey,
and everybody having a ball.
Ha,
until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Bus Gruffy, get back, you play invest in mongrel. Gonna tell myself I'm man, no get angry.
Hey, yeah,
B-I-O. Two Eddie girls calling them canine. Hey,
B-I-O.
But they tell me, hey man, it's part of the party.
B-I-O.
You put a woman in front and a man behind. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Scruffy, Buzz Scruffy, get back, you flea infested mongrel.
Well, if I am my dog, the party is on. I gotta get my groove, got my mind, I'm gone. Do you see the race coming from my eye? Walking to the place, the Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white socks, short, Dylan, Gansy, Gala, any caliber, do. I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, when it's to me, they say, ooh.
Who let the dogs out? 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 Who let the dogs out?
Dogs out. Oof, if you folks could only see us now, we're actually playing catch with a stuffed blue dog. It's kind of funny for all you folks that were that are watching it, listening from home. So up next, we have a song. I actually chose a song in honor of Valentine's Day. It's by an old school group called the Bee Gees. And if anybody knows this song, they know that this is one of my favorites. It is called
Killing Tail Tastes Like That.
How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees. You guys ever heard of that song?
I have.
It's an old school song, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, I love the Bee Gees. Now, who is it? Andy Gibb, right? Andy Gibb. And who else is in the Bee Gees? Anybody else know?
Robin Gibb.
There you go.
And the Bee Gees.
Patrick, you are so right. Here we go, folks. A little How Deep Is Your Love.
Keep me warm.
Denise, and that was definitely one of mine and Denise's songs.
If you write,
we were singing in our studio.
On your computer, you need to get grounded.
Earlier, hold on 1 second. I think we're on the wrong. We're on the wrong channel here. Miss D. D wants us to play a song that I have not. I'm not really quite sure who the artist is, but let's see. D, I didn't ask you who the singer was of the song, but D wants to hear a little. He's got the whole world in his hands. So,
oh wow,
you like that song, John? You do? So I think we're gonna try this one. It's like a gospel hymn. We're gonna try this one, or we could do Laurie London. Do you want me to try Laurie London? What do you think, Laurie London, John? Okay, D, here you go. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Wow.
No.
This is Nutribullet Baby.
After our commercial, of course. Please be patient for the song. Here we go. He's got the whole world. Thank you for that one, D. That was a good one. Everybody knew the words to that one, huh? That was pretty awesome. All right, guys. I know, we got a lot of people here. So right now we are going to take a short moment because WMFO wants us to read our public service announcements once an hour. So today we have our awesome intern Shane, who's going to read a little public service announcement on winter. So Shane, take it away.
This is a winter health PSA. One of the best ways to help protect yourself from colds, flu, and other transmissible illnesses like the coronavirus is to wash your hands before touching any part of your face or eating, especially if you've been touching shared surfaces like doorknobs and railings. Germs are often spread when a person touches something that is contaminated with germs and then touches their eyes, nose, or mouth. Be sure to eat right and get plenty of sleep, which among with exercise and stress reduction helps keep your immune system healthy and also better able to withstand infection. Finally, if you do get sick, keep your distance from others to protect them from getting sick too. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when coughing or sneezing. If possible, stay home from work, school, and errands when you are sick to help prevent spreading your illness to others. A public health message from WFMO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that, Shane. You were wonderful. Shane. Say it again, John.
What if I got that virus?
So, we're not going to play What If. So, the good news is you don't have that virus. So, you don't have to worry. I think that's something that none of us have to worry about right now because we're all great at hand washing, aren't we?
Oh, I always wash my hands.
I knew you did, John. All right, so we're going to have time for one more song, folks. And our friend Marty, I know we played this last Friday for Marty, but Marty wants us to play it again. For all you people who know that girl, Run Around Sue by Dion. Little Run Around Sue. Sing along with us at home, folks.
Here's my story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Keep away from a runner.